stick to these basic principles. First, do not wait for any special miraculous textbook. Find a textbook, not very old, and for autodidacts if possible, and go through one lesson after another. Second, do not waste a single moment. Confucius said, tomorrow means never. Do not put off beginning the study or searching for aids. Third, knowledge of English especially is extremely economically advantageous. Fourth, 90% of the unsuccessful students of a foreign language failed because and only because they stopped at a certain phase. It is a matter of course that even the best textbook requires that you sit down and learn from it, once for the 2nd, 10th, or 50th time. But the problem not to give up is no matter of course. It is the hardest nut to crack. How can I avoid giving up? Beware of the halo effect. The halo effect is a distorting mechanism in our psychological sphere. Sometimes it causes trouble. The halo effect insinuates the idea into our heads. Such a situation will last forever. Zeal and fervor reign over us when starting to learn a foreign language. We have a tendency to falsely think that it will last thus for the whole time of study. It will not. Within days and weeks, the zeal gradually falls to less than a quarter of its initial value. In the beginning of the study, you should ask yourself, is my fervor now strong enough to impel me to learn even in the moments of fatigue, stress, or lack of time, when its value is only a quarter of what it was? If it is, okay. If not, ask another question. Is my power of imagination, fantasies, and auto-suggestion good enough to revive the fading fervor? If so, you can risk it.